Israel opens the gates to a dam located in the eastern part of the Gaza Strip. The resulting floods have caused mass devastation in an already impoverished enclave.
The Valley of Gaza, once a dry basin, turned into a raging river on Monday night. At approximately 6 p.m., hundreds of families in the central Gaza Strip fled their neighborhoods as water gushed into their homes. Israel had opened the gates of one of its dams located to the east of the central Gaza Strip, allowing water to spill into and flood two Palestinian towns. Flood water reached up to 5 meters high in some places. Local authorities are not sure what to make out of it. Some speculate that Israel's water authorities saw this as an easy option to dispense of a huge amount of rainwater, while others believe it to be an intentional attempt to flood the area.
The water came from the Israeli side. What happened in their side, frankly, I don't know. Even if it happened, they should inform us, at least in order to take our precaution. This is at least, I would say, the mistake occurred by the Israeli side, that they did not inform us.
In either case, Israeli authorities gave no prior warning or subsequent explanation for opening the floodgates. The sand washed up along the way, covered miles upon miles of the sea's surface, shocking Gazans, who woke up to yellow-colored waves. The water subsided overnight, but left a trail of devastation in its wake. Dozens of homes are uninhabitable, and hundreds of people in need of urgent assistance. Among them are the Abu Amra family. Ghalia, a mother of 10, is still trying to come to terms with the disaster.
Last year we fled our home from Israeli bombings. This year we fled because of the flood they caused. Our belongings are either damaged or destroyed. We took the kids and left when the water started coming. We were scared.
Security services worked through the night to evacuate families from the area of Wadi Gaza, south of Gaza City. Hamas said that the flooding is a humanitarian disaster and declared a state of emergency in the area.
It has been exactly 1 year since the final day of the Gaza War. And as if to mark that anniversary, this flood comes as a reminder to Gazans that their livelihoods, well-being, and even existence remain in the hands of Israel. Safa Judah, Press TV, Gaza.